From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously Wednesday to let President Vladimir Putin send Russian troops to Syria. The Kremlin sought to play down that decision, saying it will only use its air force there, not ground troops. Sergei Ivanov, chief of Putin's administration, said in televised remarks after the discussion that the parliament voted unanimously to give the green light to Putin's plea. Ivanov insisted that Moscow is not sending ground troops to Syria. He says, we're talking exclusively about a Russian Federation Air Force operation. As our president already said, using military on the ground of warfare is excluded, and the military goal of the operation is exclusively support from air of Syrian government troops in their fight against the Islamic State. Meanwhile, NATO said Wednesday its special forces are supporting Afghan troops in Kunduz after a Taliban insurgent seized the city, fought off a counterattack, and advanced on the airport to shore up their biggest victory in 14 years. Heavy fighting was underway in the northern city's airport where government forces retreated. Meanwhile, people living in Kunduz are evacuating after a third day of heavy fighting between government forces and Taliban insurgents. Afghan lawmakers have called on President Ashraf Ghani to resign Wednesday over his government's shameful handling of the battle for Kunduz. Outside the building within parliament grounds, female lawmakers gathered to support the call. This is Fatima Aziz. She says, we don't want to hear any more lies. They keep telling us that they're sending troops, but it's almost 72 hours that people inside the city are suffering from a lack of food. VOA News. An Indian court has sentenced five men to death on Wednesday for a series of bomb blasts that ripped through packed trains in Mumbai in 2006, killing nearly 200 people and injuring many more. Another seven people were found guilty of involvement in the attacks. The 12 men were convicted of murder, conspiracy, and waging war against the country over the coordinated attacks that killed 189 people and wounded more than 800. This is the former Maharashtra anti-terror squad chief, K.P. Rugushvashi. He says the whole case went on for 9 years, and after a long trial, the court has announced a judgment in the case. Five bomb planters have been sentenced to death by hanging, and others have been convicted under different sections of the law of conspiracy. The court has recognized our entire team's investigation. Meanwhile, the defense team's lawyer said they all 12 would appeal the verdict. Meanwhile, this is the defense counsel, Yogit Mochaudhuri, and he says that the evidence in the case is shoddy, to say the least. It's not fit for a conviction, let alone a death sentence. The EU on Wednesday urged the Burkina Faso transitional authorities to press ahead quickly with elections after renegade presidential guard troops stage a short-lived coup. The end of the clashes is an important step towards normalizing the situation in Burkina Faso, according to the European Union's Foreign Affairs Arm in a written statement. The first task now is to organize as quickly as possible credible, transparent, and free elections. The announcement came several hours after Burkina troops raided the barracks of the presidential guard, ending a tense standoff which has persisted for days after the group abandoned their coup. Former Congolese President Jean-Pierre Bemba went on trial Tuesday at the International Criminal Court for obstructing justice after allegedly trying to influence witnesses to achieve acquittal in his war crimes trial that has been underway since 2010. Bemba is accused of conspiring with others to coach witnesses and to pay for favorable testimony. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has promised a bombshell announcement when he addresses the UN General Assembly on Wednesday. The Palestinian leader has only said that this speech will focus on the 1993 Oslo Accords reached with Israel and what he calls Israeli violations. China has arrested two Japanese citizens on spying allegations, according to officials Wednesday. The Japanese cabinet spokesman told reporters that the two were picked up in May. China said the two face spying allegations. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.